Devotional. Welcome to the Daily Devotional. This is part 30 of Agape Love. And today we're looking at scripture. We're looking at Matthew, the 6th chapter, and from verse 24. What I intended to do today was to bring you part 1 of Agape Love. Simply because I didn't think I would do justice to a piece of scripture today. Because I have to say I am in quite a bit of pain from a boil that I've got. And it is very, very painful. And it's positioned right where I sit. So really, it's very difficult to sit down. It's much easier to lie down. But I can't do the show lying down, that's for sure. So your prayer would be gratefully received. But as I was worshipping just now and I was listening to Michael W. Smith singing, I felt the Lord say to me, you don't need to do a repeat. I want you to bring this word. So that's what I'm going to do. To God's obedience, I am bringing this word. Matthew, the 6th chapter, and verse 24 says this. No one can serve two masters, for you will hate one and love the other. You will be devoted to one and despise the other. You cannot serve both God and money. And I feel very strongly that the Lord wasn't just encouraging me by saying, you know, you can do this word easily. It's not a problem. It's not that. But I believe this word is specifically for someone listening to this broadcast right now. Many of us spend our lives going to college, going to university, looking for really good jobs, getting a job maybe as a doctor or a dentist or an architect or whatever it is. And you find yourself moving up the corporate ladder. And as you move up the corporate ladder, you have less and less time for God, but much more time for work, because work overtakes you and it becomes the very essence of you. This is what God is saying to you today. You know who you are. And he's saying to you, can you actually see what you're doing? Because you're chasing that dollar bill, because you're chasing the pound note, because you're chasing the euro. Look what is happening to your life. You think more about work than you do your family. You think more about work than anything else in your life. Work overtakes absolutely everything, and there is no time for anything else. You know, when we started Worship Radio 247, I was speaking to a friend about this the other day. When we started Worship Radio 247, it would have been very, very easy for us to appeal for funds all the time, because every other radio station, every other television station that purports to be a Christian station does just that. They say that they can't manage without donations, without gifts and offerings that come from other people, from tithes and offerings that come from some other people. They can't manage. They can't keep the station going. I've heard those appeals, and actually for other radio stations, I've made those appeals myself. Unless we raise £20,000 today, we cannot stay on the air. It is that serious. Yeah, I've said those words. I have said those words. I'm ashamed to say I have said those words. So we're chasing the dollar, even in Christian ministry. We're chasing the dollar, the pound, the yen, the ruble. We're chasing money instead of putting our focus on the Lord Jesus Christ. Instead of worshipping him in spirit and in truth, instead of adoring him and thanking him for what he's already done in our lives, we are still chasing the dollar. Look what Jesus is saying right here. He's saying you cannot serve both God and money. You will despise one and love the other. You can't do both. So right from the get-go, we made a very, very important decision here on Worship Radio 247 that we were not going to do that. We were not going to appeal for funds ever. Now, that is not to say that donations don't come in. That is not to say that we don't welcome donations. But I'll tell you this. If you ever feel the urge to donate money to Worship Radio 247, if it's not God urging you to do it, then we don't want that money. We're not interested. I was speaking to somebody the other day who has pledged quite a sizable donation. And I was saying to that person, unless you are certain that it is God telling you to give us this money, we don't want it. We only want that which God wants. We only desire that which God desires. And so in this ministry, we completely live by faith that the bills that we have will be met. We live by faith, beloved, because we've made a decision that we're not going to chase the dollar or the pound or the yen. What we are going to chase is the worship of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we will encourage you to worship the Lord Jesus Christ in spirit and in truth, and to continue to do that on a daily basis, not failing to put God Almighty first in your life. And if it's you I'm talking to, when I'm talking about just chasing money all the time, moving up the corporate ladder, I can almost hear you say to me, but I need money. I need that money to live. I need that money to survive. I've got a very big mortgage to pay, etc., etc., etc. My question is this. Why have you got such a big mortgage to pay? Couldn't you live in a smaller house? Why do you need grandeur? Why do you need the fast car? What is God saying to you as he speaks deep into your heart now? As we are worshiping, what is Almighty God whispering in your ear? Is he not saying to you, I am your first love? Why are you chasing money? I told you that I would provide for you. I told you that. I would give you everything that you need. Why? Because I am your heavenly Father, and you have, or supposed to have had, relationship with me. I believe that's what God is saying. And this is all about relationship. When I was a child, I didn't have to worry about money because my dad paid all the bills. And every week I used to put my hand out and wait for my allowance. And my dad, each and every week, would plonk my allowance in my hand. Whether I deserved it or not, he gave it to me. Why? Because he loved me. And because he was supplying my needs. Beloved, that is what your heavenly Father does. He loves you. Unconditional. With an agape love. A love that will never end. A love that will never stop, no matter what you do or what you try to do. You can't make God love you any less, and you can't make him love you any more. Because he simply loves you with an agape love, and that will never change. It will never alter. He will always do that because he promised he would. And he is your Jehovah Jireh. He will provide for you on a daily basis. All you've got to do is ask. Give us this day our daily bread. That is the prayer that Jesus taught us. Give us this day our daily bread. Thank you, Lord. Beloved, make a decision today that rather than chasing money, you'll chase Almighty God. Rather than loving money, you will love your Heavenly Father with everything in you, with everything that you have, with your whole heart and with your whole soul. You will love Him. You know, as the children of Israel left Egypt, that wonderful day when they were released from captivity, they walked into the desert and walked around and round and round on their way to the land of milk and honey. For 40 years, they walked around and around and around, and they rebelled many times. But every single day, food came from heaven. Manna from heaven. Water came from the rock. They were fed and watered and looked after and loved every single day of that travel. Beloved, know this. The Lord will never forsake you. He will never leave you. For that is what He has promised. For I will be with you until the very end of the age, says the Lord Jesus. Magnify His name now and just tell Him that you love Him. Tell Him you adore Him. And put down your love for money. Lay it aside. And just tell Him, Lord, I trust You. And Father God, I obey You. Say these words with me. Heavenly Father, I am so sorry that I have failed You. I'm so sorry, Lord, that I have taken my eyes off the ball. And I ask You now to forgive me. In the name of Jesus. No longer, Lord, will I chase money. But Father God, I promise, from today, I will follow after You. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Beloved, if you've prayed that prayer, I'd love to hear from you. Just say simply, it was me. Send me an email to studio@worshipradio247.org, and myself and the team can pray for you. It would be so wonderful to do that. studio@worshipradio247.org, and simply say, you were talking about me. In Jesus' name.